Fire erupts in Southern California as strong winds batter the region. Strong wind gusts fueled the flames of a fast-moving brush fire that erupted at 9:45 a.m. on November 6th, about 55 miles northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County, causing several injuries and evacuations. Fire officials reported, by about 7 p.m., the fire was at 0% containment and had grown to about over 14,000 acres, according to CAL FIRE. The flames from the mountain fire, which started in a rural area of the small unincorporated community of Somis in Ventura County, grew to about 1.5 square miles by noon Wednesday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said, strong winds in the area are contributing to challenging conditions, the Ventura County Fire Department reported at about 10 a.m. on X. By about 11 a.m., the fire had crossed Highway 118 and was reaching homes in the Camarillo Heights area. Evacuation orders are in effect, and we urge residents to follow these orders for their safety, the fire department wrote on social media. Several individuals have been injured and transported to local hospitals. Witnesses and media reported firefighters scrambling to save lives as flames threatened homes. About 140 firefighters were on scene with 58 fire trucks, according to the department. The cause of the fire, which reportedly started at the corner of Balcom Canyon and Bradley Roads, was under investigation. Evacuation orders were in effect for residents and businesses on Walnut Avenue to Balcom Canyon Road, north of Highway 118 to the Ridgeline, and west to Sadikoi Country Club, according to fire officials. An evacuation shelter was opened at Padre Serra Parish at 5205 Upland Road in Camarillo. Camarillo is a city with nearly 70,000 residents, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The community is located between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara. Camarillo Heights is a neighborhood with homes ranging in value from $300,000 to $3 million, according to online realty site Realtor.com. Numerous homes were threatened by the growing flames, the department reported. Aerial footage from local television networks showed dozens of homes in flames across several neighborhoods as embers were whipped from home to home. Other footage captured horses trotting alongside evacuating vehicles. Because of extreme wind conditions, firefighters were not able to use fixed-wing firefighting aircraft to help extinguish or slow the fire's growth. Ground crews, helicopters, and mutual aid resources are actively working to protect lives and property, the department reported. The National Weather Service had placed Ventura County, along with several other California counties, under a red flag warning starting earlier Wednesday. Dry conditions and gusty winds prompted the warning, which alerted residents to the high probability of fire danger in the area. Red flag warnings were issued to much of California on Wednesday as strong winds were expected from Napa and Sonoma counties down to San Diego County. In Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric expected to cut power to 22,000 homes during the week to avoid any threat of fire danger. Weather forecasters were expecting low humidity, dry vegetation, and gusting winds for the next 2 days. When those factors are combined, California allows utilities to temporarily turn off power in some areas to reduce the risk of starting wildfires by overloading utility lines. In Southern California, the winds were expected to sweep through the region until Thursday, with wind gusts of between 50 and 100 miles per hour anticipated. The areas under warning were the San Gabriel Mountains, the Antelope Valley, Interstate 5 freeway corridors, the Santa Clarita Valley, the Malibu Coast, Calabasas, the San Fernando Valley, and the Santa Monica Mountains Recreational Area, according to the National Weather Service. The Associated Press contributed to this report,